Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, everybody, please, to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians 4. We've been on a series for a few weeks now called Growing Up. Growing Up. And we want to continue that this morning. Ephesians 4, the Bible said in verse 8, when Jesus ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did he give them? So they'd have a way of making a living. Huh? So there'd be somebody to have religious organizations with. Huh? No? Sell more suits and hairspray. Don't ask me where I come up with this thing. Why did God give us preachers and teachers and ministers? Why? For the what? Do the saints need them?
Yes.
Do the saints need to be perfected?
Yes.
What does it mean to be perfected? Now, like we've said before, a lot of folks read that and it doesn't register on them like it should, because when they hear the word perfect, they think flawless. They think flawless. And that's not what this word means. Perfect, let me give you the definition again. You look up the words for yourself, you'll see. But it means brought to its end. Complete. I think that's one of the best words. Complete. Another definition is lacking nothing necessary to completeness. Complete. And also, that's why some translations will say mature. Well, mature is complete. You have grown up completely. Now you mature. You have developed completely. Now you're adult. You're mature. You're fully developed. That's what it means to be perfected. To be fully developed. To be completed. To be matured. To be brought to the end of your development. Immature means incomplete, undeveloped, unfinished. Are you finished with your development where you sit today?
No,
man, we hope not. No, you're not. Nor am I. We still have a lot of development to do. Don't we? Oh, yeah, you do. You do. The problem is, you got people that are not developing at all. They don't have a desire to develop. They don't even believe that they're supposed to be developing spiritually. But as we've seen, when you're born again, you're born a baby. Just like in the natural, you're born a spiritual infant. And the Bible said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. Why? Why? That you may grow thereby. Everybody say grow.
Grow.
Are you supposed to be growing? Spiritually.
Yes.
Are you supposed to be growing up?
Yes.
Yes. Is it possible, though, to be a Christian for 40 years and still be an infant?
Yes.
Not growing up. Yes, it is. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people, because you're looking at somebody that's in a 56-year-old body, but it's hard to make yourself aware, remind yourself that inside they're 2 years old. They have that kind of development spiritually. And yet they may have 3 college degrees. Just because you've developed your mind doesn't mean your spirit's developed. And really, the mind cannot be developed like it should be without spiritual development. We've talked about this before. You can have a head full of information, and that doesn't mean you are wise or have any understanding. You can spout off facts and figures all day long. Doesn't mean that you're wise. Doesn't mean you have any understanding. Just means you remember stuff. Doesn't make you useful either. Oh, but when you develop and grow up spiritually, you become more and more of an asset and not a liability. Instead of people needing to help you and take care of you and help pray with you through the night and counsel you 4 hours just to help you get to victory, you don't need it. You're going to God for yourself. You know how to get answers for yourself. You know how to believe God without burdening everybody else with your problem, and you're able to help somebody else get up. We have churches, whole churches, full of people who want to be ministered to. Help me, feed me, like they can't lift their hands to feed themselves. It's like, what do they want? A bottle? Want a bottle? Feed me. Pray for me. Why can't you pray for yourself? No, you pray for me. You pray and see what the Lord's saying and tell me. Maybe you could just do it for me. We've got millions of people that are just spiritually lazy and don't want to grow up. I mean, you even suggest that they pray for themselves or seek God and get the answer for themselves. Oh, they get mad. Well, that's what we hired you for, preacher. Not this one. What's my job? To do your praying for you? To do all the hearing from God for you? Huh? Whether you should buy a Ford or a Chevy? Whether you should live in town or the country? What color you should wear? Huh? What hairstyle you should have? Dear Lord. No. I'm supposed to be used of the Lord. And all ministers are supposed to be used of the Lord to help feed you and lead and give an example of growing up. So that you grow up and know how to pray for yourself and know how to hear from God for yourself and know have your own faith and use your own faith. And in a short amount of time, be able to help others that really are babies, get them to the place where you are. Instead of being needy. Oh my. There's so many people that are just soulically so needy. You can hear it in the tone of their voice. Just saying hi. How you doing? Hi. I've gotten it so much, it just makes me want to run away. Yeah. Right. Hi. What do they want? They want something from you. Uh-huh. Hear from God for me. Bless me. Do something for me. Well, if you just got saved last week, I can understand that. You're a baby. You need some help. You need us to pray for you and help you learn the voice of the Lord. But we've got folks been doing that for 10 years and 20 years and 30 years and 40 years and don't want to change. But not this church. I said not this church. No, no, we believe this. We believe in being perfected and in growing up. Look at it. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. In other words, the saints perfected so they can do the work of the ministry. The fivefold ministry can't do all the work of the ministry worldwide. They can't touch it. It's going to take the whole body. For the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What will you look like when you grow up? Just like the Christ, the anointed one. That we henceforth be no more children. It's not okay to be children perpetually. Grow up so that we're no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Said out loud, that we may grow up.
That we may grow up.
Look at your neighbor and say, grow up. Now tell them, okay. All right. Now, if you think you don't need to grow up, that's one of the surest signs that you're one of the biggest babies here. No, like my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said so frequently, he said, the more you learn, the less you see you know. And the more you develop, you see, man, boy, I got more room to develop. I need to develop a lot more than what I thought I did. And so that should be happening with us. We should be developing. Well, go with me again to 1 Corinthians 13, please. And let's continue with something we were talking about in our last part of this. 1 Corinthians 13. How do we grow up? Well, we see something right there. Speaking the truth in love, he said, you'll grow up. Do your words matter? He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the what? Of the word. What's going to help you to grow up? You need to be fed the word, and you need to speak the word, and you need to do the word. In the natural, little ones, if they're fed and they get exercise, they're going to grow. They're going to develop naturally, physically. They'll go ahead and grow and mature like they're supposed to until they reach the end of their growth. Spiritually, that's true as well. Well, 1 Corinthians 13, we noticed this, but I want us to go further into it. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. He said, when I was a child. So what does that mean? He's no longer a child. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. What's one of the primary ways you can tell somebody is immature and undeveloped? How they talk. How they talk. They might try to look mature, but when they open their mouth, they're going to spill the beans. You're going to find out. The Bible said even the fool is counted wise if he keeps his mouth shut. That's right. Sometimes people thought that you were silly and dumb, but they didn't know until you opened your mouth. Then they thought, that's what I thought. So the prudent course of action many times would be to be quiet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603F. That's R1603F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.